shook her head. It felt heavy as stone. Not my power, but the High Lord's. Ugh, but I'm tired. No wonder. You'll have a place here, and he's asleep, resting well for the first time in days. But not healed, said Pox. They looked at her. But perhaps, began Leith. No, I'm sorry, I don't know why. I never know why, but he is not healed, only eased for a time. It's enough, said Ascariel firmly. If you're strong enough now, I'll take you to your chamber.
Are you sure?
He grinned unexpectedly. You gave us hours to prepare, lady. You stood there from just after noon until dusk. Can you come? Pox pushed herself up from the stool joint by joint.
I can come.
Her chamber was but two doors from the king's, a small room with a fireplace, its walls hung with tapestries. A single window looked out over the inner court and gardens, now white with snow. A high-carved bed was piled with down-stuffed coverlets. A fur throw lay folded at its foot. Her pack had been set carefully on top of the carved desk.
Lady, if you need anything, be sure to ask. Servants are on the way with hot water and bathing things. Would you prefer to eat alone, or in hall?
Alone, if that would not be discourteous here. I am somewhat tired.
And no wonder, he said again. With your leave, I shall say you wish to rest undisturbed.
Pox nodded.
I thank you, sir, but if the king awakes and wishes to speak to me, I am always at his service.
We thank you, lady. More than you can know, but lady, your pardon, but I did not catch your name.
Oh.
Pox realized that the quarreling nobles had not introduced her by name.
I am Poxenarian Dorthan's daughter. Once I was a soldier with Duke Phelan of Saya, but now I am a paladin of the High Lord and Gerd.
He bowed. Be welcome here, Poxenarian. The Sire Holverek would no doubt have introduced you properly, or Belverin would, but the two of them have little patience with each other.
So I noticed.
Pox shook her head. It is nothing for a paladin's concern, of course, but Ascariel broke off, as two strong youths carried a deep tub of steaming water into the room. Behind them, a wizened man bore a carved box on top of a pile of folded towels.
Ah, he said. Here's Jorium with your bath things. I'll go now. Ask Jorium for whatever you need. He can find me at any time.
Ascariel bowed again and withdrew, as did the two youths. Pox met the old man's dark gaze, intent and curious.
Well, lady, we hope to please you, he began,
setting the towels down on the bed and opening the box to reveal several balls of scented soap.
Here are Andrask Figgin and Eris soaps. We judge these best for travelers in cold.
Pox had never heard of Andrask and Figgin. She had once seen Eris in a shop, a straggly yellow-flowered herb. The shopkeeper said it was used in soaps and wines both. She watched as Jorium laid the towels and soaps out in a neat row, his every motion precise and ceremonious. He pulled out a tiny drawer in the base of the box and removed two combs, one of bone and one of horn, which he set above the row of soaps. He glanced at her.
May I take your cloak, lady?
When Pox nodded and reached for the clasp, he moved behind her to gather it up. Pox unhooked the scabbard of Tamarian's sword, as she still thought of it, from her sword belt, and laid it on the bed. She pulled the sword belt over her head and tossed it on the bed as well, and began to unlace the fur-lined tunic over her mail. She turned to see Jorium staring